What's up, guys, and welcome back to Highlights with Brady and Aiden. I'm Brady.
My maiden.
And this week, we're going to be talking about youth sports. It's going over some of our experiences, things we noticed, and just problems that we see with it.
Yeah, it was a big part of our childhood. We both played a lot of sports when we were younger, especially me.
We
Played a lot of
played
different
different
sports.
sports than we do now when we
Yeah.
were younger. So we've seen at least multiple different scenery in
Yeah.
terms of experiences.
Yeah.
I played basketball, I played baseball both for 10 years plus. And now I've gotten track and cross country. So,
Yeah, definitely a
the
different.
beginnings.
Yeah, my two big ones probably were mostly basketball and football were probably the two I played the longest. I played those the longest. I played baseball for a good amount of time. I stopped a little bit earlier than you for track, though. I started track a little bit sooner.
Before we get into that, a quick word from our sponsor. So the first thing that I feel like a lot of people can relate to is like pressure from like parents. I think what that's like one of the biggest problems is that the kids focus on always having to perform amazing, having to be great so they can get a scholarship or, like if you don't do well, it's the end of the world or something like that. Like, for example, like oftentimes with AAU basketball, like you have just crazy parents that are just screaming at their kids for do whatever, and it's just like you're missing the point.
Yeah, my parents were personally never like that. They were never like that with any sport.
No, mine were not either. But I mean, I've seen it. I've
Yeah.
experienced some of that from a coach. And it's just there's no reason. There's no reason to.
Yeah, no. You're putting too much pressure on the kid to perform when maybe they just want to do it for fun and get the friends.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's meant to be. Like 0.1% of basketball players play in college, and even less go to like the NBA or for baseball, the MLB.
Yeah,
So you can't be like, if you don't get a scholarship or if you're not all state, you failed.
it feels like, and I feel like kids feel like their parents have that pressure on them when it's clear that they don't. Like, I feel like some
Yeah,
kids just think that
like if
pressure is
they don't
there.
perform up to, like if they don't get a scholarship or they're not a starter or they're not incredible, then they failed.
When it's quite obvious that's not the case.
And I
It's
think, and I know obviously there are some situations where, people, if they don't get a scholarship, they won't be able to go to college,
yeah.
which, is a totally kind of different
Different story.
situation.
Yeah.
But I think if as from like a, I guess a parent's perspective, if you're like forcing your kid to like play the sport or they're to like do it for the scholarship, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
100%. That can't be the reason that they're playing a sport. It has to be for their enjoyment. 100%.
I think sports as a whole is just youth sports especially is just taken too seriously. Like you look at like the Pee Wee leagues or like where it's like fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, even seventh and eighth, like people are treating every game, every baseball game like it's the World Series, every basketball game like it's game seven of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I have and I still do, and there are some parents who are insane. Like the coaches are probably the most relaxed out of like which a lot of them, at least at the youth level, are they know, they recognize that it's not that, and they're actually the ones who are trying to calm down the parents, which is the weird thing.
And it's just like I don't even know what to say. It's just like what good comes out of that?
There's none.
Like there's none. Like if only if anything it being so serious and like on top of you all the time, it's only gonna
It's
drive
hurting.
you away.
Yeah.
Which it's I don't
Because
know.
I know that was a big reason we didn't want to play basketball anymore. Was it just got too like serious and it was less enjoyable for us.
Yeah, this is the point where I wasn't having fun
Yeah, it
anymore.
just wasn't fun
Like I
anymore.
didn't want to go to practice. I didn't look
Yeah,
forward
100%.
to it. As in with track, like every practice I'm looking forward to,
Yeah,
every
what
meet
I'm
I'm
looking
looking
forward to in
forward
the
to.
day was going to track practice. Was
Because that's when I have my most fun.
yeah, I had the most fun there. There was a good amount of time where I loved basketball practice, and it was
I
a
would
lot of fun.
say I loved basketball practice until freshman year.
Yeah, same.
And people can make the argument, oh, well, that's when it's supposed to get serious. And yeah, I 100% agree. But the part about it being taken more serious is not what drove me away.
Yep, correct. It was the it just became less
It was
fun. They made
just other things that we're
yeah.
just not going to get
Yeah,
into.
there were a lot yeah, there were a lot of factors to not playing basketball anywhere.
And then I think that goes into like another point where you need to enjoy it for what it is.
A hundred
Don't try
percent.
to make it something it's not. Don't try to apply it to something that it's not.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do that is they try to make it. They try to make it like that's what they're going to be doing for the rest of their life. And even though it's quite out, you're not going to the NBA. You're not. You got to recognize that. You're not
I
going
think
to the NFL.
if,
Like, chill out.
yeah, and if you look from where you are now, 20 years down the line, like I feel like if you don't just like enjoy it and take it for what it is, you're gonna have regrets. You're gonna be like, man, I wish
Yeah, you don't want your
I
personality
had just
trait.
enjoyed it and not, worried so much about playing well or doing all these things.
Yeah, you don't want your only personality trait to be I played football in high school or whatever. And you want to have fun with it and like enjoy it while it
Even
lasts and
if you
not
do
just.
make it to college, like take the NBA for example, there are th 13, 14 people on an NBA roster.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. You
Yeah,
just.
people gotta relax off of like just like it's not as serious as people like yeah I try I try to, I play to win always because I'm competitive, but that doesn't mean
Right.
that that's the only reason I do it is to win. It's to have fun and enjoy myself at the same time.
And I think it, like if you're in like fifth, sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade, like no, nothing matter. Nothing matters. No stats matter. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter if you win, you lose. None of that is tracked.
Yeah. Nobody
Sometimes things
cares.
start getting tracked is when you get to high school, but even then, if you're not on varsity,
Nobody
it's
cares.
still not being tracked.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So why like worry and, you know, go through stuff that you don't like? Go through something that's miserable if
You're not going to
like,
enjoy.
yeah. Or worry about if it's not even gonna matter even a year from then.
Yeah, 100%.
I think I, especially when I was younger, like I put a lot of pressure on myself to perform. I'm a perfectionist. Like if I don't do something well, like I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah.
And I would say that definitely hurt me because like looking at my back at my like some of my basketball days for sure, I just wish that I had not like been so focused and so worried on other people and my performance and just instead just be like I get to play basketball, you know. I'll only be able to do this for 4 more years tops. I won't be able to do this 10 years down the road, so I should enjoy it for what it is. But I think a lot of that comes with like just maturing as a person as well. Obviously, the experiences is the biggest thing that like changed our perspective, but
And I wish I had known what sports I wanted to play. Like I was gonna like I wish I knew that I wanted to be a pole vaulter when I was in fifth grade. Like I would have been, obviously I would have been better than I am now, but like you don't know. You and it's hard to, and yeah, eventually you're gonna have to pick one, maybe two late high school. If you're playing three, you're never, I feel like it's hard to be
It's hard to
good
be
at three
great
sports at the same time.
at three,
It's easier to be great at one, good at maybe two. Like it's great at one, good at two. Like
It's
it,
certainly possible, though.
yeah, it's
I mean,
certainly
I've seen
possible,
it.
but yeah, exactly. But if you hone in on one, it's a lot easier to be great, especially if you're not an absolute freak of nature.
Yeah, like, I mean, I knew someone who had D1 basketball and baseball offer to play at Valparaiso. But he just focused on baseball.
You well, yeah, and when it comes to college, you're not playing two sports in college. Like, unless you're Bo Jackson, like you're not playing two sports in college.
Even then, though, it's like you like in college seasons are longer. So, like, they're gonna overlap at some point.
Yeah,
Like, track starts in like
unless you're
what? Like October, November in
Yeah, pro
college?
probably.
So, like, I don't know.
Probably pra well, you're probably practicing a long time. I don't know how long when indoor season starts for them.
I think
Like
the
the meets
summer.
start, probably start a month before
End of
that,
November,
probably
December, I
what, Thursday.
think.
Yeah, then probably
Something like
October
that.
would be my guess. And that's like the whole year because you can do it the whole year because of indoor. Which is nice
So,
for us, you know.
yeah. I mean, I enjoy like every sport that I played, I've enjoyed. It's I'm not like I like I'm not trying to say like, oh, you know, I hated
Yeah, no, they're
all my sports. Like I had fun, but I think too early, it was treated too big of a deal.
Yeah. I think I took football seriously, and I just don't big reason I quit was the people, but I think I took that seriously young when I was younger, and then track when I was in high school is what I took seriously. So it changes. Obviously changed, but and I think when I was younger, I felt like I had pressure from my parents, but I knew now looking back, there was none. There was none. It was just in my head.
For me, the pressure that I felt was to like not be a disappointment to the, I guess, like the family name. Because like I have like my great grandpa, my dad, all like super highly respected in the basketball community and had great, like really good success. And so I was like, well, if I'm not like them, then I'm a disappointment. And then it took me until about, honestly, until like I fully realized that it was like not a big deal, it was probably the beginning
Sophomore
of
year.
junior year.
Late sophomore year, junior year. That's what I was going to
Like
say.
when I, like, I
When you
guess,
decided that you didn't want to play basketball, I think was when you
well, I
realized that.
decided I didn't want to play like at the end of sophomore year.
Yeah,
But like when I finally realized that what the decision that I made was like fine, like this, like no big deal. That I think when I like finally came around to that idea, it was beginning of junior year because obviously I talked to some other people, and at the end of the day, you only live once, like you only get one chance, so why do something that doesn't make you happy?
I never had the had to re live up to a family name. None of my family was athletic, right? Except my mom, kind of, but nobody in my family really was an athlete. So it was like, except for like golf, and I'm not a golfer, so I didn't ever like have that. I never had that experience that you had with the almost having to live up to like a family name almost.
So yeah, and then I guess our final point for just today would be just one, take a step back and, take yourself outside of the moment, outside of the grit and grind of every day, and just look at it for what it is and have fun, enjoy it. And if you're
Yeah,
not,
it
don't keep doing that.
yeah. Enjoy what you're doing. Don't try to like don't force yourself to enjoy doing something that you don't actually enjoy. Do something that you actually enjoy.
Because even like I feel like parents are like pressuring you to keep doing a sport even if you don't like it. I'm sure half the time they don't know that you don't like it.
Yeah.
So you have to,
You have to
say
think, do
something.
I really enjoy this? Or yeah,
Yeah, just.
you have to think for yourself. You don't want your parents to almost feel like they're pushing you to do something that they think you like, but you don't actually like.
So, yeah. I think, yeah. So, just summary, just pressure. Obviously, there's pressure from parents, but, be who you are, be who you want to be, do what makes you happy.
Live
So.
your happiest life, that kind of message.
Look at us, just spreading positivity.
Yeah, always out here spreading positivity.
But that's gonna do it, I think, for this week.
Oh, I got a reminder. The
Oh,
Twitter is
what?
up.
The Twitter is up. go follow it at Highlights Pod on Twitter. And yeah, so we did it finally.
It took long enough.
It did take a while. What's up? No idea what next episode will be, but it'll be out next Friday at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Central time, like it is every Friday.
Every week.
Yep. And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Friday.
Peace. Yeah, we'll see you next Friday.